Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, producer of music, album art, cover artist, video producer, movie maker, and writer of books on sale. It is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I'm sorry for the delay. Well, that's my intro. I always talk about karma. Karma comes back to every one of us, you know, it really does. It's like what we do unto others, others do unto to us, you know. It's really about, you know, how men and women interact, and it just happens. For several years, maybe, I don't know, 10, 20, I'm dealing with strangers, people who want to undermine, sabotage my chances to get a good job or to make it in the music industry. You know, all I can say is going to come back to them. When they do bad, try to hinder me from succeeding or try to hinder me from making an industry or try to stop me from getting a job or, you know, that's evil. And it will always come back to them. Same to me. I'm a good person. I'm a rational person. That is the truth. You know, despite the way I come across or communicate at times, because I'm creative. I maybe come off as eccentric at times, but I'm very much aware. I know how to treat people. I've attracted people in my life who were so, let me tell you, these people were so deranged mentally to want to hinder me or to try to violate my constitutional rights, you know, like expectation of privacy for no rational reason, simply because of the color of my skin or because they're jealous. You know, that's crazy. That's pure crazy. And that's evil, and that's criminal. You know, it's not right for anyone to do that or to anyone else. Just like I dealt with some mad person telling me when to work or telling me what to do in my own home, or think my home is a public show. I mean, that's crazy. Only mentally ill, deranged people do that. And I attracted that type of person to me. I don't want to attract that type of person to me. Crazy people can do really bad things. And these are the crazy people who want to sabotage my success for music, sabotage me, stop me from getting a job, stop me from making it in law school, stop me from owning a home for no rational reason, because of jealousy or because of some of their illness. All I can say is, crazy or not, when you do evil things to people, it does come back to you. It does. You know, it's just like the universe has a way to stop people, you know, dream killers and haters, to remind them that you can't try to hinder someone like me who has talent or ambition. You can't do bad things to talented people or good people. You can't. It's no excuse. You know, when these people say they sample my songs, use my name for fraud, it's going to come back to them if any of that is true, because I signed nothing. I didn't authorize anyone to use my music for samples. I didn't authorize anyone to use my music for soundtracks. When they followed me around to award shows in Hollywood, saying, say they said, negative things to people in the industry, social media, lies about me not owning my songs, or try to commit defamation, which they have, it comes back to you. As a well person, I'm aware of that strongly. I've seen in my own life what people, evil people, can do. When people rob, or people commit fraud, or people do that, they end up in prison, they end up in jail. They don't get very far, do they? So it's best to be a very good person and just, you know, wish the best for people. And but at the same time, for me or anybody else, if you got a gift, continue to do it. Because if you spend years doing it, it'll come back to us in some way. I believe that when I started out, when I was young, if I work hard at something, even if it takes me a long time, it does come back to me in some way, form, or shape. So it's important that I could say that when these people try to sabotage my chances to succeed in anything at any cost for no apparent reason, because of jealousy, conspiracy, it's going to come back to them by their actions, and the universe respond, because it's like a boomerang situation. So with that in mind, I will continue to do my music, because the more I put into it, the more I get back in some way, shape, or form. Now, as far as music is, I have no, I don't know what I'm doing this year. It's the beginning of 2024. It's a presidential election. I hope that Joe Biden wins the election. I'm a Democrat. But as far as music, I don't know. I released 10 albums. I released enough music for unknown artists for a lifetime, to tell you the truth. Most people who are unknown don't release that much music. It is all copyrighted in my name and published. So, I don't know. I have released 10 albums. They're online. I don't know. I'll think of something. Since I'm a creator, I'm going to do something, but I don't know. I'll let you know. And here's my 2023 album, Hollywood Dreams Forever. Here's this. Those are some of the songs that's on my song. That's just, I Really Want to Be With You. I've written that. Yeah, check out my album, Hollywood Forever. And thank you very much. The last thing about karma, what's the truth is, what's in the dark is coming to light. I dealt with things that no rational person could deal with, should deal with. I dealt with people, let me tell you, I dealt with people who think they have a right to look at my home because they don't think I own it, or because I complain. That's not right. It's my expectation of privacy. Remember, inside someone's bedroom or living room is their privacy. There is no excuse to violate the expectation of privacy law, whether I complain or anything. And if you see anybody who violates someone's expectation of privacy, please alert the police, because this is such a government violation. It's a right under every United States citizen. That's my motto for today, because I dealt with individuals in my environment for the last 20 years who simply do not respect my right to expectation of privacy. Unfortunately, I hope that the cops can really show them how to live in America, and how to respect the rights of human beings like me and you, who wants to have privacy within their home, whether it's an apartment, a condo, a house, or whether they rent it or own it. It's a law. It's a law. Good day, good night from Dove Night.